Yeah, I suppose, like, you know, their first time coming down here, they're quite a young team, and I think they had six minors in their Ireland final winning team last year, and it was, they got the dream start, and obviously we got the opposite. So, yeah, there was a bit of an ignition there after about 15 minutes. Probably was the right thing to needed to wake us up, but we'd be disappointed we need that to wake us up, you know, but the lads were being told that, but no, delighted with it.
Ben did say last week after the Waterford game that this Clare team were good, and they showed it tonight.
Yeah, you have to give them massive respect, you know, and any team wants a championship would be good, and we knew that, you know, them coming down here, there was a bit of talk about an All-Ireland minor clash they had many years ago, and there was a false result, I suppose, and that was a bit of pressure on our lads, and I suppose our lads are responding well to having a bit of a target on their back, and we spoke about that all year, so yeah, great Clare performance, and as expected.
The incident after about 25 minutes had a profound effect on Clare, but you have to credit Cork, finished half well, Ross O'Sullivan's goal, and only been 2 points down at the break, considering the start they got. You must have been happy enough.
Yeah, like, I mean, okay, obviously sending off sometimes can be have a different effect in the game, but definitely did change the game, I suppose, you know. Next time we'll meet, and I think we will meet. You know, we didn't beat them with 15 men, and that's what they'll be thinking. So we'll be well aware of that, and be making sure that we're well prepped for a start of a game. We had a very poor start.
Start of the second half was excellent. Then Jack got a great goal. Jack Lee got a great goal, and it kind of set you up.
Yeah, like, I mean, Jack had an unbelievable 5 minutes there. I think we said Jack. I think Ben said to him, "Look, he'd back him all the way." And he said, "Jack, you have the next 5 minutes there now to prove yourself." And look, he did that.
And then, to be fair, when Clare got back into the game, to be fair to them, they never gave up. The goal came, nervy few minutes, but Cork finished well.
Yeah, look, I mean, when you looked up the scoreboard again, there was only 3 points in it after the goal, and obviously that's going to make you a bit nervous, but I thought, to be fair, we pressed up in the full forward line and fell a spot for every ball, and every foot came on made a contribution, so no, happy with it.
Defensively, we were very good in the second half. Orrin O'Regan and Dunne, name dropping was good, caught some great balls, but the lads around him responded as well.
Yeah, in fairness to Warren, he did a great game centre-back there. Look, you know, he'd probably bring Hawkins the next best centre-back behind him.
Won't be putting pressure on him, no.
So, no, Warren had a great game. You know, I mean, he slotted in there centre-back to show a great game. Kevin Lyons, I have to point out, as well, had a great game full-back, you know. All the backs did, in fairness, you know, we're delighted with them.
And the depth of the squad brought on a few lads. One already clipped over a few points, Adam Sullivan, a few more guys. So the depth is there.
Yeah, look, I know it's hard for fellas who are under 24 or on the outside of the 15 and not under 24 to think that when we're saying that it is a panel game, but it certainly is. Like, I mean, we've 2 weeks now, we'll have a play a challenge game now during the week, and we'll be putting fellas up in front of against each other, against the opposition, to say, look, here's a chance, do you want to try and make the 24? And we've plenty of fellas are willing to put their hand up.
Timmy Wilco's missing again tonight. What's the update there, Terence?
Yeah, so the next 2 weeks will help Timmy, definitely. Timmy had an ankle problem. But again, he just wasn't right for tonight. And, you know, he was mature enough to say that he wasn't ready for it. But, yeah, he'd certainly be in the fold for 2 weeks' time.
Contrasting conditions to last Friday night, and good Cork support, and really got behind you from the very start.
Yeah, even though, to be fair to Waterford down Farfield, they had a pitch in unbelievable condition. But yeah, the wind and rain across the field, incredible. Yeah, so nice to be a bit dry coming into the dressing room.
Yeah, it's long since I heard that. Nice to be dry. But Limerick were beaten tonight. Back here in 2 weeks' time, if you win that, you're more or less assured of a place in the playoff. But you'll be taking all it for granted.
Oh, definitely not, no. Like, I mean, we had a tough game against Limerick last year. They'll be fighting, you know, and, you know, again, on their backs after being beaten in 2 games. Again, obviously, I haven't seen it. But, yeah, look, we'll be concentrating our own game. And as the aforementioned thing about competition for places, that will drive us on over the next 2 weeks. So looking forward to seeing the boys taking the backs off each other in trainings.